When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
I have seen the doctor and he has seen me. Famous line from the movie Arthur.
Wow.
So I joined the show an hour or two. So here's what I did. Remember, do you remember, does anybody listen to this show remember I was sick last week? And part of the week before. And
yes.
Assumed that I was on the tail end of it, as I had been to a doctor, and they said it was, you know, sort of thing that you'll have for 10 days or whatever.
So rest I went and ahead drink lots of liquids.
I went ahead with our scheduled trip to San Diego that I had for the family. And my son had started having this illness, too, and we both got sicker during this trip. So it turned out to not be the greatest idea to try to go on a vacation ill like this. My son has now declared this the sickest he's ever been.
Yikes.
Which I think is true. I told the doctor yesterday, I said, I'm old, and this is in the top five, certainly, of all time. So when we were landed in San Diego, both of our heads are full of whatever your head gets full of when you're sick, and our ears... I thought my head was going to explode. I thought my ears were going to explode. I've never had that happen before, ever. I mean, I've had some ear pain on a plane before, but never like this. And my son
scattering blood on passengers to your right and left. Disgusting.
Right. My son, who was a couple of seats away from me, was stomping his feet because he didn't want to yell out loud and make a scene. He was in so much pain. He was just miserable.
Couldn't release the pressure. Oh, Lord.
No, we never have.
Yeah.
There's no reason the pressure hasn't gone in 5 days. Anyway.
Wow.
He mostly hung out in bed. My other son's perfectly healthy. Luckily, he didn't catch it. So, God, we went cruising around in a boat on the bay and did all this stuff for a couple of days, and I was just dying. I mean, just absolutely dying. you know, trying to keep the vacation going.
Yeah.
And,
So has anybody slapped a name on this yet, or is it just a respiratory bug?
Really is the only reason I bring it up, because it might be something to learn from this, something I didn't know. So I went to the doctor yesterday, same doctor that I'd seen a week earlier, and I said tomorrow, which is today, will be day 14. So I've had this for 14 days, and if anything is getting worse, it's certainly not getting better. And they declared that it's... So everybody tests you for strep throat. The sore throat is ridiculous. It's like you're swallowing a razor blade every time you swallow. And it's been that way for two freaking weeks. It's crazy. Anyway, they said everybody tests for strep throat, but there's lots of bacterial infections like strep throat that don't have a name, that they don't test for because they're, you know, they're not as popular or whatever. And you have one of those.
Yeah.
So they said the nuclear option of antibiotics for me and my son, and I'm sure we'll be fine in 48 hours. But I
normally used only for end-stage Ebola patients in Africa.
Ebola patients who have gonorrhea.
Oh,
you have to have both
boy.
Before they usually give you this.
Well, you're having a bad week.
Yeah, well, you got to choose your mates. Your romance is better.
Oh, boy.
I have tried to power through so many things in my life with an illness, and usually successfully. This one did not work. We were on vacation, and Sam was dying. I was just dying. Like, how are we going to go to the airport and do security and do this whole thing? How are we ever going to do this? It was terrible. It was a terrible idea. We stayed on our friend Dave's boat, and that was cool.
Yeah. Well, at least that's fairly restful, right?
No. There was no resting. No. Nobody rested. Everybody's coughing. Okay.
All right, I was looking for the positive side. Wow. Okay.
So,
all right.
So, but because I've been quite sick, I haven't been following the news. Tell me, what's the story? My hair, if I had any, is supposed to be on fire about today. What am I supposed to be concerned about today?
Actually, I think the headline is that your head is being blasted with the cooling waters of moderation and not on fire, as Trump has come out and said, I have no intention of firing Jerome Powell. Old Jerry, are you kidding? Me and him, we go way back. And also, you know, these tariffs on China, they're very, very high. We should probably work out something better. And so the markets yesterday reacted with, oh, thank God. And skyrocketed, having cratered in the previous day or two. And the whiplash of will he or won't he, what's the official policy, has continued. So financially speaking, we're on the downward crest of a wave, or upward. I guess the upward is better. So that's good.
I talked to a small businessman in San Diego about the tariffs. I'll have to tell that story later. And he's telling me what it was going to do to him. Just... it'd wipe him out, really.
Yeah.
Because all his stuff comes from China.
Did he say anything about how long it would take him or how expensive it would be to retool his supply lines and remake his business for a new world?
His particular thing of selling stuff that he gets from China, he just wouldn't be doable, I don't think.
Okay, yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, then I did listen to, hi, Katie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing better than you, Jack.
Yeah. Most people usually are. I mean, just
Well, yeah, again, that's not much of a statement.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
No, I'm not in general. I'm not joining on with that. That's just, that would be abusing a sick man. I just meant in terms of your physical health.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Mm.
True. I'm probably below average most of the time.
Well, somebody's got to be, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just statistically, half
you're
the
doing
world's...
a favor to the above average. You're a giver.
Joe, stop beating the sick guy.
We'll stay in the United States of America, to be fair. Half of the country is below average. Their lives are going below average. So it's not hard to believe that I'm in that half. I think I can see the line from here, like the 50% line. But.
Right. Right. Sure. Anyway.
I probably have days where I'm slightly above average. But
I'm supposed to let you guys know that the actual news story of the day is that Lizzo has announced that she's lost 16% of her body fat.
I noticed when she was the musical guest on SNL a couple weeks ago, that's not the same Lizzo as before. She's much...
It's half a Lizzo.
Yeah, it was half a Lizzo.
I'm sorry, I'm in the camp of, if Lizzo assassinates the president or cures cancer, I want to hear about her. But, otherwise, no.
But that was her whole act, was fat acceptance.
Yeah.
And look how beautiful I am at this weight. So why is she losing all the weight?
Probably because it was killing her, because obesity is incredibly unhealthy.
And then remember, she had all those backup dancers who were every bit as big as her, and then she made fun of them for being fat?
Yes.
Somehow. Mm-hmm. And got in trouble for that.
All right. Thank you for weighing in with that, Katie. No pun intended. Great Scott.
I get it.
Yes. Yes. Hey, one thing, I did listen to a podcast that explained how Trump absolutely has the power to... or should have the power to fire Jerome Powell. There is a law that he can't, but that law is clearly unconstitutional. And if they fired
Are we
Powell,
talking about Humphrey's executor, Jack, the famous Supreme Court case?
I don't know, but as the head of the executive branch, and he hires the guy, obviously, he can fire the guy. So if that law went to the Supreme Court, they would declare it unconstitutional, almost certainly.
Yeah, the history of that sort of thing, the executive branch starting quasi-independent agencies, comes from the era of the Supreme Court, where that was like decades and decades long activist lefty court that said, yeah, that's fine. And it is on very slippery and weird ground constitutionally. I'd love to talk to a learned expert on that topic at some point, because it is strange.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about that to me was, one, I don't think he should fire the Fed chair, and as you say, today's news is it doesn't look like he's going to.
It would be incredibly counterproductive, yeah.
But the mainstream media acting like that's, you know, clearly a dictator move to do that. And then I listen to people who know what they're actually talking about. No, he'd be challenging a law that's almost certainly unconstitutional. Really, yeah. Not exactly a dictator move. So I don't know. The claiming that, how are you supposed to know what's going on? Like our old producer Sean used to say, every news story comes with a homework assignment. Unless you want to do the homework assignment, you don't know what's happening.
Right. Yeah. I actually began the show with the theme being that you generally have two sides pitching. They're trying to litigate the issue, and they're completely unbalanced and not looking at it. And we're going to try to bring some clarity today, and have some great examples of that coming up, like the war against the universities. Doing exactly the right thing, maybe in the wrong way. But, you know, we'll get to the bottom of that. Also, I have some great stuff on immigration and the difference in the reaction to the same policies by the left, depending whose guy is in the White House. It is hilarious.
I saw Rubio's statement that he's not going to the next peace talks meeting between Russia and Ukraine. So that's not going the right direction.
Yeah, last week he said he'd go if it looked like there was any point in going. And his decision to not go, speaks louder than words.
And him saying his boss, Donald J. Trump, might have other priorities if this is not working out. So then what are we doing?
So one more, you asked what are the big stories of the day. One more that's getting extremely little attention. You know, I want to make sure I'm not lying to you here, as I so often am. Shameless. I'm just scanning, let's see. Okay, yeah, it is cruelly underreported. And the reason I bring this up is partly because I've been saying for a very long time, and I've been a bit of a lonely voice on this, the question of radical Islam versus the West is far from decided.
Right.
I mean, it took a bit of a little break. You know, the post 9/11 thing, but you've got the Houthis and Hamas and Hezbollah and their Iranian proxies, and everybody talks about that and describes them, you know, with words like that, and it's accurate. But they're Islamic supremacists. That's at the core of their being. And so much of the mainstream and sometimes even the conservative-ish media is uncomfortable describing them with that sort of term. And the reason I bring it up is yesterday, Islamist terrorists killed more than 25 tourists in India. The number of folks who've died is the count is ongoing and some folks are clinging to life. More than 25 tourists in India slaughtered by Islamist lunatics. The attack took place in Kashmir, a region that many in the Muslim-majority Pakistan say is occupied by Hindu-majority India and ought to be part of Pakistan. If you don't know the story of the partition of India and Pakistan along sectarian lines back in the, was it the 50s or the 60s? I can never remember. There's too much history. Anyway,
there's bloody, too much history.
Bloody and horrible and like a perfect example of what happens when you divide societies based on religion or color of skin or whatever.
I got a good story from being the San Diego Bay to get back into that Islamist thing whenever you decide to talk about it. I'm going to use that line for the rest of my life. I can't remember something. You know, there's too much history.
Yeah. So many people doing so many things. How can you remember it all?
I told my teacher that. It's just so many things.
Too much history.
You're in charge of ending this.
All right, we've got a lot of good stuff to come. Hope you can stick around. It's the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train, and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
You hear time after time about close calls where a Byrna saved a life. You always need to be prepared to defend yourself, and we need to start with less lethal to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Listen to this Byrna story. Bob was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. Luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident and used it to backpedal the man outside and off his property. Bob says he wants more Byrnas because you are ultimately responsible for the safety of yourself and your family. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Redding Rodeo is back in Buckin on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at RedingRodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the Armstrong and Getty Show. Big news on the border, court battles, immigration numbers, et cetera, coming up in a couple of minutes, next segment. First, a couple of stories from the world of science. We are joined, at least temporarily, by the co-host, Mr. Jack Armstrong. Jack, glad you're here.
I saw a scientist yesterday. That's what a doctor is, basically, right?
Yeah. in a very real way. Some are better than others. But
I got a question. I don't want to derail what you got planned, but I do have this
question.
Too
late. Yes?
I'm so sick. And they finally get me on antibiotics. If antibiotics didn't exist, if I had the exact thing I have now 100 years ago, would I die from this? Or what would happen?
Be touch and go, probably. I wonder. Yeah, I don't know nearly enough, but there are examples of that. Yeah, absolutely. I will never forget this. It still gives me chills. My wife's almost certainly would have died in childbirth, giving birth to our first child, because of an extremely difficult birth, and I won't go into the details, but it was an incredibly long labor and exhausting, and it's the sort of thing that people died from without proper medical care. I thank God every day for America's medical system, as screwed up as it is, and it is very screwed up, but yeah, it's possible. Anyway, speaking of science, and Jack, I'm glad you're here because you are much better at physics and that sort of stuff than I am. I don't even try. I've realized I'm you might as well explain some of the stuff that my dog is to me. But in a potential landmark discovery, scientists using the James Webb Space Telescope, which is an amazing piece of hardware, have obtained what they call the strongest signs yet of possible life beyond our solar system. They detected in an alien planet's atmosphere the chemical fingerprints of gases that on Earth are only produced by biological processes. I will just tell you very briefly, the two gases are dimethyl sulfide, also known as DMS. Sounds like a rapper. And dimethyl disulfide, or DMDS, a better rapper. Blah, blah, blah. The idea that you could detect trace gases from light years away using a telescope so blows my mind, I can't even believe it. I don't disbelieve it, but I feel like I'm being told that, yeah, I've got a pet gorilla. He knows the alphabet up to Y. We're trying to get him to the end. I'm like, I don't think so.
I have a lot I could say about this. I think it's interesting that since the zeitgeist had turned toward there's no life anywhere in the universe in the last couple of years. I think this it might just be a coincidence, or I just wonder if there's like a real effort at pushback from the other side of the argument. Because the no life out there argument had been winning recently for the first time in a very long time. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say that's another topic that you have much more experience than me in, is the question of grants.
Right.
At universities and scientific studies, if there is life out there, field is dying because a lot of the zeitgeist is going in the other direction. If I'm in that field, I flip this study as fast and loud as I can to keep the funding going.
Yeah, see climate change. Now, I don't know that this is what's happening. It could just be, they finally discovered something. And the other thing being, I was listening to a really, really smart astronomer scientist dude on a podcast recently, talking about how if we ever can discover that there's been any biological life, it goes from there's no life anywhere, there might not be any life anywhere, to there's life everywhere. I mean, because you only need to replicate it once somewhere in space to go with, okay, it's all over the place.
It's got to be.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah. And in another story that we really don't have time to squeeze in, but also at least quasi-scientific, for many years during the illegal immigration debate, people have been saying, well, who's going to pick the crops? Well, the answer is increasingly robots.
Wow.
They're getting better and better. Farm robots. Stay with us, plus a border update. Don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in focus and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on.
500 Capitol Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird!
Right. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casual.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. TheNurseryspecialty.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs, like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Zipa.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Do you like to stay informed, to know what's going on in the world? And you can't stand the liberal media bias. We think we have the show for you.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day.
On the iHeartRadio app.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're getting them out, and a judge can't say, no, you have to have a trial. The trial's going to take 2 years, and no, we're going to have a very... We're going to have a very dangerous country if we're not allowed to do what we're entitled to do. And I won an election based on the fact that we get them out.
So there is a lot of cloudiness on this issue. If you take in, you know, a lot of the media, a lot of ideas being expressed that weren't expressed only a few months ago when the other guy was in charge. And we're going to try to get to some to the bottom of this. But there's no question that Trump's numbers on the border are sky high. Popularity-wise.
So unlike the economy is two big issues, the economy and the border, where he's taking a big hit, people are loving what he's doing on the border.
Yeah, and interestingly, the economy stuff could turn around quickly, I think, if he eases up on the tariff plans and the, well, he's already said he's not going to fire Jerome Powell, so the markets are heading back northward again. I haven't checked lately, but that's fine. We don't do that minute to minute around here. So I think those numbers could turn around in a big hurry in a way that previous administrations never could have dreamed of, because what was going on was like massive, you know, at least half unavoidable changes in the global economy, as opposed to, depending on who you ask, some interesting and creative or ill-advised and hasty talk on tariffs. Anyway, getting back to the topic of immigration, Brett Baer on Special Report last night in his panel segment had some really interesting statistics that will lead us into a discussion coming up in a moment. The truth, the bottom line on old Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the was he or wasn't he an MS-13 Maryland father and Little League coach who was sent down to El Salvador to that nasty prison. Anyway, here's Brett Baer from last night.
The previous presidents on the migrant removals and the numbers that we were talking about here. Look at this. Bill Clinton, over 860 million, 2 million plus for George W. Bush, 3 million, 62,000 for President Obama. There you see the first Trump term, President Biden at 616. The 27,000 is from January 25th to March 8th. It's more than that now. But you look at the non-judicial removals from 95 to 2012, significant. So in other words, all of these removals have happened in previous administrations. Each one of those people did not get a trial or an adjudication in front of a judge. Had they done that, we would still be hearing Obama migrant removal cases.
Wow. Oh, how interesting. So more than 3 million by Obama, handful by Biden, just because the numbers of people he let in were so astonishing. That inflated the number, but it was still a very, very low number. But yeah, I thought Brett's point was excellent.
That's amazing. Nobody's talking about that.
Everybody gets, you know, a weeks-long trial or whatever. It's ridiculous. And then Annie Linsky, who's the Wall Street Journal's White House reporter, weighed in with a thought that dovetails nicely.
I mean, the number that stands out is really the 3 million from Barack Obama's term, or his two terms. And, I mean, this is how this issue has just changed so much, that everything that Trump does, the Democrats are against. And when Barack Obama was doing it, we didn't see, you know, massive marches and a hue and a cry. He removed 3 million people from this country. And so, you know, the politics has certainly changed. I think it's a great example of how the left has just moved, you know, much further to the left.
There was some hue and cry, the left of the lefties, you know, calling him the deporter in chief. They were pretty unhappy mm-hmm. about it, but it wasn't what the mainstream media was worried about.
Right. I would agree completely. Here is, for more historical examples, how the left has just shot leftward. Well, the right has stayed much more consistent on this issue. It's old Billy Jeff Clinton in 1995.
Our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Wow. If anybody claims to you that the case is anything but that the left has moved miles to the left, you know, as many Democrats from, you know, Bill Maher and their 100 names have said, I didn't leave the party left me. If anybody ever denies that's true to you, they're either gaslighting you or they're a fool. It's absolutely true.
That is amazing. So that's, I don't know what year that was, sometime between
95,
you said. So 30 years ago, obviously, even as a Democrat, a criminal illegal gets booted out, obviously.
Well, right. How could you, what's the counterargument to that?
The counterargument is you get free health care, paid for by taxpayers.
Well, and that's, you know, not to get off on a tangent that could be like a book, but the triumph of emotionalism over logic on the left is one of the greatest effects that nobody talks about of a lot of the DEI stuff and the microaggression stuff, which was all designed to take over institutions, to shame people into silence, then the neo-Marxists can take over the institutions. But I feel offended, therefore I'm right, would have been laughed at for like all of American history. All of American history would have said, wait a minute, no, his intentions were fine. Perhaps you are offended, but talk it out and you need to calm down because he didn't say anything wrong. But all of a sudden, in the last few years, as people like Bill Clinton were left here on the center right saying, what the hell just happened, emotionalism has taken over.
I think the Democratic Party is still more what you just heard from Bill Clinton than what's been going on for the last several years. I just don't know why somebody doesn't have the freaking guts to stand up to the lunatics and be that candidate and win in a landslide, I think, but...
Yeah, it's a whole problem of you've got that outward, I don't know, what is it, what percentage of the party, 30%, whatever, are they're the crazy activists.
Yeah.
And they have so much energy. Our freedom-loving quote of the day, Jack, was from Eric Hoffer, the great 20th century author, who said, passionate hatred can give meaning and purpose to an empty life. Thus, people haunted by the purposelessness of their lives try to find a new content, not only by dedicating themselves to a holy cause, but also by nursing a fanatical grievance. A mass movement offers them unlimited opportunities for both.
Wow.
And again, the key sentence, passionate hatred can give meaning and purpose to an empty life.
And yeah, so then is how much is it about the issue, or is it just expressing your misery in your life and having someone to blame? Did you see that video I tweeted out about the trans activists? With the people screaming at some young women who were, you know, against
boys
in
the locker room,
sort of stuff.
For instance,
and you had this crowd, mostly men, just, I mean, not just chanting, but like they were going to lose their minds screaming at these women. And you look at that and you have to think, how would you ever get that worked up about anything other than maybe defending your own family?
Because it's not about an issue. It's religious fervor of a cult.
Yeah. It's wild.
Who would suck down, what was it? It wasn't Kool-Aid. I always try to get this right. It was actually Flavor-Aid
that
the Jonestown cult sucked down. Anyway, everybody says drinking the Kool-Aid, so just go with the flow, Joe. Okay. But who? How can you explain people sucking down poison to go to heaven with their two-bit would-be cult leader?
Yeah.
I mean, cult fervor. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what you saw there, and I want to get back into the radicals and the defacing Tesla dealers and that sort of thing in a little bit. But here are a bunch of Marylanders reacting to the deportation of the Maryland father of two or whatever, and the Little League coach, Abrego Garcia. 66, Michael.
He was living in Maryland, designated MS-13 terrorist, and Donald Trump deported him. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
I feel safer.
He gotta go. He gotta go.
He had to go.
But he was a father.
But he's still a terrorist. He should have picked to choose, so he picked to be a terrorist instead of worrying about his children.
So the Democrats, they want him back. They say he was wrongfully deported. He has a wife and a kid who's a citizen. They're calling this a national emergency. Is this a national emergency?
I wouldn't call it a national emergency. We got more things going on.
We have more things, more fish to fry.
What kind of national emergency? For what? What is an emergency for?
Ain't no national emergency, no.
a bunch of white people being racist. Oh, well, excuse me? This control room is talking. Oh, they were mostly black people. Yeah, yeah. So, according to Rich Lowry of the National Review, who is one of the smartest and most reasonable people in journalism, he says Kilmar Obrega Garcia should not be in prison in El Salvador. And he gets into why, and I agree with him. But he also should never have been in the United States and should never have been given relief from deportation. The White House is trying to make the alleged MS-13 gang member a symbol of illegal immigrant crime, while the anti-Trump opposition is seeking to make the Maryland man a symbol of the administration's disregard for due process. What's gotten less attention, Rich writes, is that his case is an example of the self-defeating absurdities of our immigration system and, in particular, of how it hands out humanitarian protection. When Obrego Garcia avoided deportation back in 2019, he didn't take advantage of asylum, which has been a big part of the immigration crisis. He used something called withholding of removal. So asylum grants you a path to citizenship, departing from the text here for a second, because, you know, you came from an awful place that would persecute you, and we take in refugees of that sort, and so we will let you stay here and become a citizen. But no, this was just the withholding of removal that just prevents a deportable alien from being removed to a particular country, in Obrego Garcia's case, El Salvador, where he is now. So he came to the U.S. when he was 16 years old in 2012. He lived here illegally until he was picked up by the cops in 2019, put into deportation proceedings. To avoid being removed, he made an asylum claim, sought relief under the U.N. Convention Against Torture, applied for withholding of removal. An immigration judge did not grant him asylum because he hadn't applied soon enough. It was just, you're supposed to apply in your first year, saying, hey, here's where I'm here, here's why I'm here, and here's why I need to stay. He didn't. He just used it as a tool when they finally caught him.
And he didn't know all this, so there are, like, lawyers out there who make their living figuring out how to keep these people around?
Yeah, or he's probably a reasonably bright guy. He figured it out. But anyway, the judge also ruled that there's no reason to believe you'll be tortured in El Salvador. But the judge granted the withholding of removal on some really unconvincing grounds. Here's what happened with this guy. And it's funny, I've read a version of this story many times, and nobody ever explains what the hell a pupusa is. Obrega Garcia claimed that his mother had a pupusa business. I've read that half a dozen times.
Sort of like an alpaca, but with two humps?
Yes! No! It half sounds like prostitution. That's not it either. It's the national dish in El Salvador, or a national dish.
Okay,
so it's like having a hot dog stand.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So she ran a pupusa business out of the family's home, and a gang called Barrio 18 was extorting and threatening the family.
That was
It'd
stuff.
Be a shame if something bad happened to your pupusa business.
Damn
that sort
suck.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it would suck. It always protection money, they call it. And this included a warning that they would take their 12-year-old son if the parents' payments didn't continue.
Oh, my God.
If this is true, it's awful.
Sure it is.
But it's not really a good reason to prohibit Obrega Garcia from being removed to El Salvador years later, because by the time of the court proceedings, the pupusa business had closed. Tell you what, the pupusa business ain't what it used to be. So the occasion for extorting this kid by the gang no longer existed. Not only that, he wasn't a kid. He was a 23-year-old who was more than capable of living independently of his family.
That sort of thing happens with people in the United States all the time. Also, though, I mean, it's not just, you know, a revolutionary country or something.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, if you had to get me out of the hood to my cousin's place in the suburbs because a gang was trying to recruit me at age 16, I have enormous sympathy for that situation. But when I'm 23, not so much. There's more to the story. We've got it for you. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty, and in a constantly changing world, nothing is more important. Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty, and in a constantly changing world, nothing is more important than protecting your home and loved ones from harm.
For millions of Americans like me, that reassurance starts every day by arming their Simply Safe home security system.
Whether heading out in the morning or locking up at night, that simple press of a button can do more than protect your family and home. It gives you greater peace of mind.
Simply Safe is setting the new standard in home security, delivering peace of mind every day to millions of Americans.
And here's the deal you can't afford to miss. For a limited time, you can get 50% off a new Simply Safe system with professional monitoring.
Monitoring plans start at around $1 a day with no contracts, no hidden fees, and a 60-day money-back guarantee to prove Simply Safe is right for you.
Hurry, this offer won't last long. Take control of your safety today. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong and save 50% off a new system. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. You can save 50% off your new system with a monitoring plan. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Music.
They are winning because they've secured the border, and the Democrats unleashed the worst border crisis in American history, and Donald Trump ended it in a month. And 87% of Americans, according to the New York Times poll, believe that criminal aliens like this guy should be deported. So that's why they're not just focusing on the legal side.
God. So a mere 87%, not even half, Jack, in favor of deporting criminal illegal aliens. I could write for the New York Times.
Mark Halperin wrote that he can't believe Democrats are making this their battle.
Oh, I know. I know. And I guess their battle cry is, don't make it about this guy, make it about due process. We're actually going to talk to some folks from the Center for Immigration Studies next hour about the due process thing, but dudes and dudettes, the guy's a criminal illegal alien gang member. He is not your Rosa Parks.
Right. I realize if you're a lawyer or a constitutionalist or whatever, it's the due process is the issue. But politically, people, the average voter sees, okay, an illegal criminal. Get him out of here. Next story. That's it.
So that was Mark Thiessen's voice you heard coming back to the story of Kilmar. Poor name. Really, if his name was Jimmy or something, Kilmar, it just doesn't sound good. Anyway, the guy who was shipped off to El Salvador, blah, 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 due process, blah, 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 Maryland father. Anyway, so this guy got a withholding of removal back in the day because he was a poor 16-year-old who gangs tried to extort into joining their gang. But when this order was given, he was 23 years old, and his family's business no longer existed. So the idea that he could be blackmailed and joining the gang was fairly ridiculous. Rich Lowry writes, to succeed in getting a withholding of removal, an alien is supposed to that's the legal word, alien, feel free to use it. An alien is supposed to establish a risk of persecution based on his race, religion, nationality, membership in particular social group, or political opinion. How did this apply to Abrego Garcia? Supposedly his family was the particular social group. This is a stretch since the gang presumably would have treated anyone with a pupusa business the same way. He also points out that there's the fact that El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele has utterly demolished Barrio 18. The gang doesn't really exist anymore. So here we had a man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who came here illegally and had at best questionable associations with almost certainly MS-13, living and working in the U.S. based on a supposed fear of an all-but-extinct street gang and its threats over a long-closed business. And we wonder why we can't control illegal immigration? Congress should eliminate the particular social group category, which is often abused, and we should fundamentally rethink how humanitarian protection works. And even if it makes sense to be in the business of granting asylum at all, the Trump administration should not have blown by the immigration judge's ruling in Brager Garcia's case, but that is no way to run an immigration system.
Right.
So they should have shipped him back and dotted their I's and crossed their T's. He's right, because as we were talking about earlier, you can do the right thing, but if you do it in the wrong way, the other side can make you the bad guy. So you got to be careful.
Right. You're stepping on your own long tie.
So you've heard many references into due process. Any American who understands the Constitution cherishes due process. But what does that phrase mean? And what does it mean in immigration? And what does it mean with a guy like Garcia? We'll talk to the Center for Immigration Study next. If you can't stick around, subscribe to our podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. You can listen to it later.
Armstrong and Getty.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus, because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start May 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.